Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode. Today, I'm excited to share something special with you. I recently had the honor of being a guest on Ashley Fillmore's podcast, Cheers to Your Success. And let me tell you, it was such an incredible conversation. I just knew that I had to share this with you as well. We dove into what it really truly means to build lasting confidence. And I'm not talking about just that surface stuff. We're talking about going beyond. We're going to that deeper level. And how it starts with embracing who you are from the inside out. So Ashley and I shared a bunch of stories, practical tips, and some raw and real moments. And I really wanted to bring this conversation to all of you. So here it is. Let's dive in.
Hello, community. Welcome back to another episode here at Cheers to Your Success. Today, I have an amazing guest here, and I'm so excited to introduce Rachel Brooks. I am going to dive into a quick intro just so you can get to know a bit about her, and then I'm going to hand the mic over to her and let her introduce herself and share a bit more about all of the inspiration and hope she's pushing out into the world and how she's helping so many. This episode, you're going to walk away feeling inspired, and you're going to learn a bit more about Rachel. I know you're going to want to connect with her afterwards, so no worries. I'm going to link everything up in the show notes. So Rachel is an award-winning author, podcast host, entrepreneur, and founder of The Confident Woman, a lifestyle and digital marketing brand dedicated to empowering women to create lasting change from within. So for those of you that are loyal listeners here at the Cheers to Your Success show, you know that I'm all about you becoming the best version of yourself, tackling anything in your life that you need to tackle, embracing the messy middle, and taking massive action to become the best version of yourself. So I'm so excited to you today to introduce to you Rachel so we can get to know more about her and all she's doing. So Rachel, thank you so much for joining me today on the show.
Absolutely. Thank you, Ashley, for just holding the space and allowing me to be your guest.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit more about you, because I mentioned a lot of really amazing things, from award-winning author, podcast host, entrepreneur, and the founder of The Confident Woman. So let's maybe start with maybe your book, being an award-winning author, and then go from there. I'm so excited to learn more.
Absolutely. So as Ashley introduced me, you know, all those titles, all those things that we add on to our bio, but through and through, you know, I'm a child of God, and this has really been me as stepping into my purpose. And so with the book itself, you know, honestly, that was divinely inspired. And so when I, you know, surrendered and said, okay, I guess I'm writing this book, because honestly, I had no intention. I was like, are you sure? Like, me? Call for that? You got the wrong person. And the minute I said, okay, I'll do this, everything had transpired into what you see today. And this really was, you know, God inspired, but all the glory goes back to him, because none of this could have been possible without him. And the reason I say that is because when we look at our successes and our bios leading in, it can feel very like, wow, oh my gosh, she had made it, or I want to be like that too. But the beauty of that is, it's like, you already have that within you. It's just a matter of you tapping in and finding it. And so that really is what my story is about, chasing perfection, a journey to healing, fitness, and self-love, is the journey of becoming the woman I am today. And even at the time of publication back in 2020, and here we are in 24, it's a constant evolution, because I am not the same person I was in 2020 as I am today. And I won't be, you know, a year from now, 2 years, and so on. And that's the beauty of personal growth and development, is that you're constantly evolving and you're changing, which can, as you're growing into this person, right, this woman you're becoming, you have so much untapped potential within you. You have so much confidence. You have so much of these gifts that are lying dormant, and it's about discovering them and stepping fully and becoming them. And so that was really the journey that had led me into creating for my brand, I Am Athletics, as well as The Confident Woman. And the confident woman really is about, she's not me, she's you, she's we, she's us. She's in us. And it's about discovering her and stepping fully into that version of however that looks like for you. So that was the journey that, you know, my book, it's very real, it's very raw, and it's even more relatable. And that's the beauty of storytelling too. And so I'm just grateful to be here and share that and share my book and my story with the world so that I can leave an impact and an imprint on other people as well.
Yeah. And you really are doing that. You know, as I mentioned before we hit record, you and I met through another wonderful creator and entrepreneur, and she's just a ray of shining light. And after we talked, I thought, you know, I really want to have you on my show. And after following you and just learning more about what you do and how you do it, I thought, wow, this is really someone that can inspire my community, because there are so many women that come into my community. And yes, they want to be in better shape and have better health and essentially just feel better about who they are when they look in the mirror. And it's so much more to them than just a number on the scale. And it's deep within. And it's so interesting, you know, with almost 20 years of experience doing this, the transformation is so much more than just a body transformation. It's a mindset transformation. And the confidence that my clients gain over the year or, you know, years of us working together, it's amazing. And I see that confidence that they gain through my program go into their professional life, go into speaking events that they never thought that they could do, being able to stand in front of large crowds, take on new opportunities. And so you're right. I think that confident woman is really inside of all of us. It's just being able to tap into her and believe that she's there. And, you know, I think at times, I really want to talk with you about this, but I think at times it's easy to assume, or I feel like our culture has sometimes portrayed confidence as being I'm better than, or I have more than, or I'm, you know, or, and if you're not like me, then you're not good enough. What I've always explained, at least to my community, is that that's actually not what confidence is. So if your definition, what would you say confidence really is about? And how do you step more into that?
Yes. And that, to echo what you just shared, that's honestly what I believe that confidence was. And I believed at that time it was, you know, that cliche of like Maybelline, maybe she's born with it. Maybe it's Maybelline, right? And I always thought, maybe she's born with it. I don't have it. Maybe that's just not a gift. Maybe that's something that I have to work on or grow into, or, you know, some version of that. And I always thought that was so far-fetched that that wasn't something for me. But what I've realized in my journey was that, again, it was in there this whole time. I had to believe in that. And so for me, confidence is having faith in oneself, but that self-faith comes from faith in who you are and whose you are. And so when you own that, you are confident, because that is the light that's within you. I mean, nobody could take that away from you. Nobody could dim that. And I realized that because I didn't have the light that shines as bright as I am today because of my past, because of what society tells us, what the stories tell us, what I had told myself. And so I had dimmed and snuffed out my light. And that's why I didn't believe in myself. And that's why I thought that's for everyone else, because I struggled with perceived value of self-worth. I struggled very much with the I am not enough. That was my mantra. It was like, well, I'm not enough. I'm not that person. I'm not the person to go write this book. Who am I, God, to write? You didn't give me the gift of writing. And, you know, I would have these conversations with myself. And what we realize now, you know, coming full circle, is that how much our words have power, because what we speak to and about ourselves is essentially who and what we become. And so I had to take that whole negative belief and negative self-talk and flip down my head, because I dove back into my faith and said, who am I then? If you're calling me, and I believe that everyone is called for greatness, for a purpose, that there is something incredible inside of each and every one of us, but it's up to us to discover and become it. So that was the journey. That was the journey of healing. It was a journey of fitness. It was a journey of self-love, because I didn't have any of that. It was something I had to work on and overcome and build a relationship, not only with my creator, but with myself, because I had such a poor relationship with myself, my body, food, fitness. I struggled for decades with body dysmorphia, eating disorders, disorder eating, self-image, self-esteem. So How do you go from that to the confident woman, right? It's all about the belief in knowing who you are and whose you are. And so that's the ownership of your identity and the power that it holds within.
Yeah, that is so powerful, everything that you just said. And when you said, one of the things I say to my community all the time, and you spoke to this just a second ago, I have always said, your thoughts become your actions. What you're saying about yourself, how you're talking to yourself, either out loud or to other people or to yourself, you will start to see that your day-to-day actions are going to mimic that. And so if you're always saying you can't do it, you're a failure, you're never going to get there, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not pretty enough, you're not whatever it is, insert for you, that it's going to be so hard to believe that. And so you really do, it starts with your thoughts. And sometimes it's hard to catch that because some of it can even be subconscious where you don't realize that every time you look in the mirror, you're telling yourself how you're not good enough. But then when you stop to hear that voice, you realize, wow, I'm walking around every single day saying I'm a failure. I'm not good enough. You know, and for me, I had a very similar story to you with a dieting history. And, you know, I very much so abused exercise because I had a lot of self-worth and self-image issues. And I went down this really bad spiral with all of those things. And I had to come out of that. And interestingly, as I started to see how big the problem was, the number one thing I started to identify is that I didn't believe in myself really. And I didn't think I was enough. And I was trying to become enough. And maybe this, she's born with this, you know, looking at everyone else and saying, well, they have it, but I don't. And if I want to have confidence and be successful, well, I need to be just like this person. And that was not being authentic. And I think it's so easy to get wrapped into that, thinking that that's what confidence is going to look like for you. But it's really about accepting who you are and believing in yourself and loving yourself and showing compassion to yourself and sometimes really tearing it all down to build it all back up. So with your book specifically, do you go into some of these things about chasing perfection and what that looks like and overcoming that and becoming a confident woman and what that journey looked like for you?
Absolutely. There's what I say is that I am an open book. There is nothing off limits and nothing off the table. I'm very real, very raw, and very vulnerable in this book. And I think that that's what makes it so unique and different is that I literally share my heart and my soul. My deepest, darkest secrets have come to light, because if they're not in the light, then that's the exposing, right? So that's where the goodness shines. And that's all the debris, all the things that we try to in life pack away, kept hidden in secret so that nobody could see that. Because if they saw that, what would they think of me? And what that really is, it's shame. Shame keeps us playing small. Shame keeps us stuck. Shame keeps us hidden in the dark. Shame will wrap us up and tell us everything that we're not because of the lies that we have been fed, whether through society, our friends, our peers, the pressure to be said thing. And, you know, especially with a woman, we have these expectations out there that we're supposed to look this way, talk this way, act this way. And anything other than that would be not acceptable. So it's like a lot of the outside gets internalized. And that's where we start repeating those lies, repeating the stories, and eventually repeated over time, you start believing that as truth. So what you had said about the thoughts becoming our words, it goes a step further because it really starts with our belief, right? What we believe, we become. So our beliefs become our thoughts become our words become our actions, and our actions become our habits become our behaviors. So we start acting and showing up as that person we believe we truly are. So if we don't think that we'll never be great because we're holding on to our identity, our stronghold based on that firm foundation of our beliefs. And so when you reassess your beliefs and go deep into those lies, the secrets, the shame, the hurts, the past, the trauma, the drama, all of that, many people don't want to go there because it's too painful to relive. And believe me, I went there. and it was painful to relive. But it was also more painful to keep remaining in that cycle for decades. So for me, I said, if I just have to face this and tackle it for X time, at least I know there's freedom on the outside. There's freedom from this self-imprisonment. And that's where I was willing to go, because anything and everything was better than being imprisoned by my past, by all the things that have happened. And I think that that's true for everyone. But if we don't have the courage and confidence, remember, faith, how we conquer fear is through faith. Fear is afraid to face that past, the unknown, or the scary things, the shame. We're afraid, that's fear. But faith shines light into fear, and fear shrinks. So one of my favorite quotes is, when we talk about fear, is do the thing you fear the most, and the fear of death is certain. And that's by Mark Twain. When I heard that, I was probably newish in my journey, and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I said, wow. So you mean that if I just turned around and faced that fear and said, enough's enough, it will shrink because I stepped into it. Instead of fear chasing me, I turned around with bold and brave and said, stop. I have this. I have to go tackle this. Now, of course, I didn't do this alone. You know, I had my courage and my confidence from my creator, but it also took mentors. It took coaches. It took me doing my own research, me going into reassessing what are the things that I'm consuming? What is the music? What am I watching? Who am I hanging out with? What am I eating? How am I taking care of my body? It really took a full, like, if I use the analogy, like your iPhone, where you have the updates because there's a little bug, there's something that needs to be fixed. So what it does is it wipes your iPhone clean and it resets it. It's the same thing with our thought processes, going back all the way down to the beliefs. So when you start rebuilding the belief system over time, you're building the foundation built on courage, strength, and confidence. And that's the woman you step fully into. And that's the journey. So I would say, of my decades, I've been in this new version, my Rachel 2.0, for probably 10 years. But it feels like brand new again. I can't believe that former version of me even existed. But without her, I wouldn't be the woman I am today. So I hold immense gratitude, appreciation, and I can so empathize for that woman, the pain that she went through, which deepens my compassion and my empathy for others as well.
Yeah, so beautiful. And just everything you said is just so incredibly true. And, you know, my next question for you was going to be, well, how do you do this? If you're listening in right now and you, all of this resonates, but you actually walked me through that. You almost answered it. And if you want to add more, you can. But you said it really does start with, you know, hitting the pause button, assessing everything in your life, from what you're consuming on social media, what you're reading in magazines and books, and the foods you're consuming, the people you're hanging out with, you know, everything, the music you work out to, just really hitting the pause button and starting to assess that. And you can start cleaning house and making improvements and really asking yourself, where do you want to be? Who do you want to become? And does this version of yourself right now, if it doesn't support where you want to go, what types of changes can you make to become that 2.0 version? It's so interesting you refer to yourself as that 2.0 version, because something I started to talk about right around COVID time was, and past that, when we were all quarantined and having a bit more time to work on ourselves and connect through Zoom and, you know, and I guess you could say consume social media. I said, okay, if you are unhappy with that 1.0 version, where you are right now, instead of beating yourself up and saying negative things to yourself, what can you start to do today to become that 2.0 version? Because it is going to take you being different and doing things different, reaching out for help. And, you know, if you have a faith and a religious faith, then turning into that and not being afraid to pull into that community, and then maybe even pulling into other resources and mentors. So throughout your journey, can you walk me through a little bit more of, you know, maybe some specific actions you took to work through your own trauma and things that really you felt like held you back, the fear, as you have explained it to us? How did you really start to overcome that? Is there any other things that you did throughout your journey?
Absolutely. First and foremost, I would say start a gratitude journal. And if you don't already have a gratitude practice or a journal self, get one. And it's going to be for those. Okay. So for those who haven't, yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be weird. It's going to be awkward, but trust me, it works. Because I remember my very first gratitude journal, I opened it and it said, name three things that you're grateful for. And I literally was just looking around and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to write. And I was sitting outside on my patio and it was a beautiful day. And I said, I was grateful for the beautiful day, the birds chirping, like all in one. That was my first. And then I put my cat, because I'm a cat mom. And on the third one, I stared at the third line and I said, myself? Like, I put it there because I felt that I should, but I didn't believe it. And I remember looking at it, I was like, okay, I'll just put that. And that was the start. So I remember doing this gratitude practice. Now, that was just step one. I got a couple more tips on there as well. But my gratitude journal was about intentionally finding things that I appreciated about myself, that I was grateful for. Again, struggle with body dysmorphia, self-image. I hated my reflection. In fact, like the antithesis of where I am today for self-love, that I absolutely truly love and respect everything about me. Because one, I fought so hard to become this person. But two, there was not a thing in me or about me that I liked. So my self-loathing turned to its absolute worst. And it was like cringeworthy. I was like, you know? And I started taking selfies because that was a big buzzword at the beginning, you know, social media. And I wasn't posting them on social media, but I was taking them because I wanted to capture a moment when I actually felt good about myself. I wanted to capture the moment when I would receive a compliment. If I'm going out on a date night with my husband and I, you know, us as women, we can walk into a room and we're like, damn, we look good. We could walk out and we're like, what the heck was that? I mean, all in a split second. So when I would take those moments and my husband would say, like, you look very nice, I would take a selfie because I would be smiling. It was a well-received compliment. And so I started documenting selfies in a moment where I was really, truly appreciative of who I was. So not only was I documenting it in my journal about I'm grateful that I have a warm, loving heart. Didn't know what that meant yet. But we continue, right? We're just peeling back the layers of the onion. So gratitude, not just for yourself, but gratitude for everything in your life, including the past and the damage done. Because that, without that damage, you wouldn't be the woman you are today in this healing journey, in this recovery journey. So I would say gratitude, self-love, right? So the practicing selfies and self-love, caring for yourself, right? Going to the gym, not because you have to, but because you want to. You want to better yourself. Going or putting healthier foods into your body because you respect and you love your body. And this body is a temple, but it's also a vessel and a vehicle for you to serve out your purpose and your mission here on earth. So if we have this calling, we have to be at optimal performance. We have to be at our best. And our best will continue to change day after day. And then the third would be forgiveness. Forgiveness is, it could be a tough, touchy subject as well, because people are like, well, how can I forgive what happened to me? You're not forgiving the person or things that have happened. You're not making an agreement with that and saying, it's okay, we're moving on. You're giving forgiveness to yourself to let go of that. So I had some pretty heavy stuff happen to me. It's all told in my book. Like I said, it's very, very raw. And when I first heard that concept, I said, there's no way I'm going to forgive that person. And then I had this little whisper pipe up, because as you start this journey, all that negative self-talk starts to quiet down and you start to hear those internal whispers. And the internal whisper said, it's not for them, it's for you. And I said, well, what does that mean? You have to let go, forgive and let go of what was done, so that you can move forward into where you need to be. And it was about severing ties to a lot of past things. So forgiveness on both ends. So whether it's, you know, something that was horrifically unforgivable, you're not forgiving them for the act. You're forgiving yourself for carrying the burden and the shame your entire life.
Wow. That's so powerful and so incredibly true, everything that you just said. And such amazing tips to go through that, because everyone listening in has a story, all of that. And that's something I learned, you know, from a very young age, as I went through my own challenges and trauma, you know, I learned about other people going through similar things at a similar age to me. And I thought, wow, okay, I'm not the only one. And then as I got older and evolved and experienced life more, I saw how much people were going through. The biggest difference was how people coped, how they coped with it, how they looked at those challenges. And if they walked a similar journey to you, where they looked at it as an opportunity to grow, an opportunity to forgive, an opportunity to learn and become a better version. Or if maybe that hatred or that, you know, just pain is held up so tightly inside that you don't let go of it. And then it impacts you so badly, you can't function. And, you know, the negative effect it can have on all categories of your life, which is easy to do. Because as you mentioned, it's hard to do the work. And I think, you know, one of the things I try and tell my community all the time is that when you are on a journey to improve your outward appearance, the way your body looks, you want to lose weight, you want to improve your health. Yes, you know, your nutrition is important. Your workouts are important, but you really have to start working on your mindset more than even the nutrition, because you can dial in the nutrition. You can do the workout. Those things can be laid out for you, but your mindset has to be in a great place. And I cannot tell you, and I've been there, so I don't say this from being judgmental, because I've also been in this place. So I do show a lot of compassion. And I look back to that older version of that younger version of myself, should I say, too. And instead of feeling embarrassed as I used to be a little embarrassed by the way that I was and the mistakes I made. Now I look at it as, well, you know, I'm not embarrassed. I'm so grateful for every struggle I've had. I'm so grateful for the challenges. And I'm so grateful for that old version of me, because it allowed me to become who I am today. But it really is your mindset. And if you can really focus in on this and get down to the bottom of where is this coming from? And, you know, if you're coming at this from a perspective of, you know, no confidence and low self-esteem and all of the things that could be rooted for deeper reasons, it's going to be really hard to want to fuel your body with healthy foods so you can live your best life and make the impact here on this earth that you were meant to do. And I love the way that you come at this, Rachel, because it's almost like when you start thinking about it this way, you see that it is so much more than scale weight or, you know, having abs or all of these things. It's coming from a place of really loving yourself and then taking that and putting it out into the world. Because I do agree with you. We have one life to live, one opportunity. We can't get time back. We can change careers. We can move to different states. We can, you know, do all of the change, you know, jobs, whatever it is. We can make those changes, and make positive change there, but we can't get our time back. And so I always say, let's give it our best go. And whatever you need to do today to become that healthier, happier, more confident version of yourself, let's take those actions. I cannot recommend your book enough. So I definitely cannot recommend it enough. I will link that up in the show notes as well, because I really do think for all of the women in my community, it really is more to them than just looking a certain way. It's really becoming a better version of themselves. I cannot tell you how many people have reached out. And I know you've probably experienced the same, Rachel, and said, hey, you know, thanks so much for your encouragement and coaching. I'm now ready to tackle this new job or apply for this big position. Or I did a big speech in front of 500 people. If I didn't work with you, I don't know if I'd be this confident today, because it was almost like they'd borrowed some of my confidence to believe in themselves enough to just get the momentum to get that ball going. But then it started to happen on their own with some of the things you mentioned. So, you know, I don't necessarily want to change subjects, but I want to intertwine this into the confident woman. And what is this part of your brand? And is it just kind of a ongoing connection to the book? Could you explain that a bit to me?
Yes. And I do want to just add it to what you just were sharing as well. A couple of things that came to mind when we talk about the mindset of how deeply ingrained it is into our mind, but also there's that layer of emotions. And sometimes we get stuck in the emotional past. So there's this emotional trauma that is preventing us from building that mindset, to clearing those blocks. And just to note, because I know that sometimes in the personal growth and development space, we just think that we need to, you know, read another book or listen to another podcast or another something, something, something. But the thing is that there's a layer that sandwiches between our thinking mind and our physical body of the acting, the doing, right? And that's the sandwich of our emotions. And so when our emotions are dysregulated, or they haven't had time to be addressed or healed because we're too busy running from our past, running from what was haunting us, that our emotions never get addressed. So therefore, we could read all the books, we can do all the things, but we can't take the first step because of that belief inside of us that is telling us that we're worthless, that we're not enough, that you can't do it. That remember that time, right? And those are those trigger things that are always in us emotionally. And so that's kind of like where things kind of, we wanted to, but we're not doing it, right? So we're teetering between the two. Addressing the emotional part is such a big proponent to the healing. And when you can heal, you're actually now in alignment with our mind and our body. And that's where the soul comes in too, because our soul is what leads us to our what we're doing here on earth. And then to echo what you were sharing about with confidence, confidence is, you know, we could take that flame and ignite the next woman with their flame and the flame grows bigger. But sometimes all it takes is one person to just say, I believe in you. Not about the confidence, because maybe they have never heard that. In fact, they probably hadn't even said it to themselves. To know that somebody gave them hope and said, I believe that you can. That's all that they needed to hear. And that is a world of a difference. So, to answer your question about the confident woman is actually a movement. We have the Confident Woman podcast, we have the Confident Woman community, we have the Confident Woman programs, and we have the Confident Woman collective. And all of these aim to establish foundations for these women at different stages of their life so that they too can walk through their journey and rid self-doubt, insecurities, and start finding their place and purpose within our community that establishes those foundational pieces and helps them grow into a more confident version of who they're created to be. So there's the confident woman, again, it's the hierarchy of, we don't just do one area, we do life. And it's a holistic approach from the inside out. And that's what makes the confident woman unique and different, is because you as an individual, you're not just your business, you're not just the mom, you're not just these titles, you're not just these roles, you're all of this. And so when we start focusing on one area of our life, we miss the other pieces and we wonder, is this really life? Is this all there is? And it leaves this feeling of unfulfillment and a void and a longing for more. And when we have that longing for more, we start seeking externally to satisfy and soothe that longing. But that longing is actually internal. And that's something we fill by seeking inward and becoming holistically whole from the inside out.
Yeah. Wow. So amazing. And I think it is just so amazing that you have this movement and all that you're doing to help women. Because the one thing that I will say I've witnessed is developing, because again, not everybody is born with it. Most people aren't born with it. It's something that they've worked on, just like we're talking about. But once you get that confidence, it really impacts everything in your life. I mean, everything across the board. There's nothing that it doesn't touch. And I do feel like, as well as women, although we are in some ways so connected, it can be so lonely. And if you are going through things, you feel like you're the only one. And I think at times, again, social media is great to give you that level of connection. I wouldn't be speaking with you today if it wasn't for Instagram and social, you know, social media and being able to network through that platform. But I do think that it is so easy. Maybe if you're struggling with some of the things that we've talked about today, when you see a highlight reel of everything that's polished and well put together and the perfect families or the perfect business and the perfect bodies, then, you know, if you are in a spot right now where you're not the most confident, fulfilled version of yourself, that is going to make you feel even. And I see that because women will speak to me and say, hey, I just feel like I just can't do this, or I'm not going to be. I'm like, well, why do you feel that way? Oh, well, when I look here, I see this and it's so perfect. And you know, I see, and even the way you did your introduction, which to tie all of this up, you said, hey, I know that you see all these titles, right? Author and this, and you know, you can cling on to those things, but I have a story and a journey as well. I didn't just wake up here. I had to really fight to become this woman that I am today. And it came with a lot of obstacles, which I know you talk about in your book, and I had to overcome a lot of trauma. It hasn't been easy work, but I've been able to do this. And so I just think being able to have a community and a movement like you have is so beautiful. And it's really giving women a place to feel safe and connected. And so I think that's amazing work that you're doing. And, you know, that's the one thing I think, like you said, going back, you said, it's sometimes just someone believing in you, one person believing in you, and then being in that, and that impact it has on you from then being able to take that torch and move forward in your journey. So throughout your movement, what are some of the biggest things and shifts that you see happen within your community of women that you work with? You know, if you could maybe just even think of one or two real-time examples, if there's anything or anyone that comes to mind, you know, is there anything that through the work of your movement and programs, depending on where they are, I mean, is it just the obvious things, like they come out a lot more confident and able to tackle things? Are they able to maybe conquer new fears or step into new situations that maybe they wouldn't have put themselves in before?
Yeah, actually quite a few of those things, you know, for warning, for example, I mean, when we talk about like taking that first step, we've had some, you know, I'm thinking one person of mine here for this particular example, she said, hey, I want to start this thing. And it was, she was new into getting her license for mental health. And she said, well, I'm thinking of doing X, Y, and Z. And we started talking and I realized that she was actually limiting herself and her potential based on her experience and what she was told when she starts looking outward. And so we took a deep dive in it. So this is through the one-on-one mentorship. And when we took a deep dive in and started asking the questions to start peeling the layers back, we found out where she was holding herself back. And so we did a bunch of the work that, you know, it's the inner work. So everyone's different. But when she came through the program, she had said to me, she's like, I just want to let you know, I didn't just get my license, but I'm actually starting my own practice within the organization that I thought that I just wanted to work for. And it was just little things like that, where she's like, I didn't even know this was possible. And you help, one, instill confidence, two, identify what was holding me back, and three, giving me the steps and the strategy to start pursuing the plan that we just discussed. And now she's over here like, this is awesome. I took an idea and it became my reality. I said, this is what we do. So this is why I love working one-on-one for mentoring as well, especially women in business. Like, I have this idea, or like, how do we turn our pain into purpose or our mess into message? I'm like, let me help you. Like, I get giddy about that stuff because I love it, because it's like, ooh, I can feel where you're at, because you know that there's a longing for more, right? That more is the calling, but it's so jam-packed through all the debris that's been pushing you down your belief and your potential. And I just want to help you unpack that. I want to help you sort through that, because once you overcome it, the sky's the limit. The potential is already within you. You can step fully into this version. And, you know, and that comes in different varieties. So it depends on who that individual is, but that's what I do for the one-on-one stuff. But when they come into, obviously, the podcast, you know, it's our real stories, real conversations, very much similar to this episode. And, you know, hearing and seeing yourself and other people's stories gives you hope, inspiration, and encouragement that you too can do these things. That's why, you know, with when we talked about the bio, and, you know, for context here, at the beginning when I was podcasting, and this is several years back now, I've been podcasting for several years now, I would read these long bios. And to be honest, I felt inferior interviewing my guests, because I still viewed them as these individuals that I would put up on a pedestal, like, wow, they're so successful. And I would shrink back in my own. I'm like thinking, wait a minute, I'm interviewing them on The Confident Woman. Why am I not feeling confident? Right? So I had to redefine what success looked like. I had to redefine why those were triggering me, right? Because now it's just, we closed the gap. And that's why when I introduce my guests, I give a short intro and I say, that's all well and good, but I want to know how you got there, because that's the journey. The story behind that is what matters. That's the imprint and the impact that our listeners can say, wow, there isn't that big gap anymore. Now I'm going to help close that gap through these conversations and stories and help that woman see the potential that she too can do just as she did. And so when we do that in our events, we do it in the podcast. And of course, when I do my speaking or my one-on-one, but through a collective community, we have other experts that come in and share their information through workshops or events that help follow the Confident Woman's branded values, mission, and vision. And all of that is through helping that other woman feel seen, heard, validated, know that she matters and her story matters and she is worth it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Everything you said is just right on. And I am just so grateful to have had this conversation with you. I could talk to you forever about this. This is my jam.
Mine too. You can tell. I'm in my limelight here.
And I can't wait to even continue on the conversation on your show. So I'm intentionally holding back a lot right now because I'm like, I want you, I can resonate so much, but I just want to hear everything you have to say. And, you know, the biggest thing I'm really taking away from this is that, you know, anyone listening in, it's within you. It is within you, that confident, that 2.0 version of yourself. You can do anything. And, you know, I do believe sometimes you may not be able to initially have that belief and hope for yourself, but just someone else believing in you or just getting started and even having a podcast like this to listen to. But one thing you said as we're starting to wrap things up is that you have to be willing to do that deep work on the emotional level and layer, because you can invest in programs and mentorship and spend thousands of dollars, or even on a smaller scale, listen to podcasts and read books. And you're just like, why isn't this changing me? Because you still have that deeper work to do. And I appreciate you really focusing in on that and just saying, hey, listening to this podcast is great. Buying a book is great. Investing in mentors is great. But you also have to really be able to get to that deeper level and do that really challenging work that is hard for us to do. So for the guests listening in, is there maybe one or two pieces of final advice, wisdom, a quote, something that you can leave us with? Although you've left us with so much goodness today, I feel like this whole episode's been amazing, but is there any final words or thoughts? I just know that we've talked about a few different things that you want to add in to wrap up today.
Yes. One thing to add to all the things that I listed about, you know, books and mentors and coaches, therapy. I highly recommend it. And sometimes it gets a bad rap, like you don't want to dish out your dirty laundry to a stranger. But believe me, having a safe space that you can openly share this with a trusted advisor, with a licensed professional, that is incredible, because what is inside of you will continue to stay in there. You have to get that out some way. Journaling, again, huge proponent for that. I love journaling. And if people don't like to journal, do a voice memo, do like a, you know, voice journaling. Sometimes if I don't have my pen and paper and I got thoughts and I want to share, I just grab my phone and turn on the voice memo and I just start dictating it, because I need to get it out. And so that's important. So having those safe spaces where you're allowed to just vent, to share, to go into those dark places and express or verbalize them just to get them out of your being. But to leave a quote, I shared that quote with you with Mark Twain is a big one, especially when we talk about fear. Another one is, let me think of it real quick. It's day by day, nothing changes, but when you look back, nothing is the same. And that is by C.S. Lewis. So that means that when we're going through this journey, we don't see these little micro changes, these little micro steps. But when you look back, you realize all those micro steps have led to the macro moments of life-changing results. And that goes to your fitness, that goes to your personal growth, and that goes through becoming this version of who you want to become. Because as we see in social media, success is not overnight. It's not instant. It's the long haul. You have to be committed to this. And like I say, consistency compounded over time yields results. So what are the results that you want? You want a better quality of life? You want to improve your relationship with yourself? Improve the relationship with your partner, your husband, your children, your employees, your team? all these things, right? It all starts with how you view and perceive yourself. So give yourself that grace and the permission, because you will mess up, but doesn't mean that that's a setback. So if you, you know, find yourself taking 10 steps and you get set back, you still gained 8, right? It's just a couple steps. That's the premise of that quote. But for me, my mantra is, you have the power to create your own story. That narrative that somebody in all the world has pressed upon you, that externally has imprinted on your mind, you get to have that power to write it down, let go of limiting beliefs, redefine who you are, and create your own story. That's your own narrative. Because the narrative loop that's been playing isn't one that you would want to pick up and buy. It isn't one that you want to share, right? Give it credit. Rewrite that story and give it a happy ending in a way that makes you feel aligned with the woman you're becoming today.
Wow. So beautiful and such great words to end on.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today for this episode. It's been so amazing, Rachel, to talk with you. And I feel inspired as well. So what a wonderful treat for myself and the whole community here. I am going to link up everything in our show notes, but where would be the best place for people to find you? Where are you hanging out the most? And again, I'm going to put everything linked up down below, but I just want to check in and see where would be the first place. Like right now, if someone's listening in and hasn't had time to scroll down to the show notes, is it Instagram? Where can we find them?
So I'm pretty simple with my branding. You can find me everywhere at I Am Rachel Brooks. So that's iamrachelbrooks.com. All of my social media handles are I Am Rachel Brooks. And if you go to my website, you can find everything on there, including The Confident Woman, my favorite places to hang out, our LinkedIn, as well as Instagram. So I'm digging LinkedIn. It's a platform that allows, you know, professionals to really share their journeys as well. So those are my two favorite hangout places.
Okay, well, awesome. And thank you so much for joining today. Ladies listening in, community, I will have the book, websites, Instagram, everything linked up. If this episode really spoke to you today, please be sure to follow Rachel, get her book. I'm going to be getting it too. And let's support her on this mission. She's doing so much amazing things for the world, for the community. So thank you so much for being on the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.